How the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. The Spirit came on the praying disciples with a fullness that reached every heart. Heaven rejoiced in being able to pour out the riches of the Spirit's grace. Words of penitence and confession mingled with songs of praise. Lost in wonder, the apostles grasped the imparted gift. And what followed? The sword of the Spirit, newly edged with power and bathed in the lightnings of heaven, cut its way through unbelief. Thousands were converted in a day. When He, the Spirit of truth, is come, Christ had said, He will guide you into all truth. For He shall not speak of Himself, but whatsoever He shall hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. When Christ passed within the heavenly gates, He was enthroned amidst the adoration of the angels. The Holy Spirit descended on the disciples, and Christ was indeed glorified. The Pentecostal outpouring was heaven's communication that the Redeemer's inauguration was accomplished. The Holy Spirit was sent as a token that He had, as priest and king, received all authority in heaven and on earth and was the Anointed One. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. The gift of the Holy Spirit enabled the disciples to speak with fluency languages with which they had been unacquainted. The appearance of fire signified the power that would attend their work.